You're listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Here's the thing. You're busy. You're a professional. Maybe you're a pharmacist, and you know you're capable of doing more, doing much more, and living a more organized, less stressful, purposeful, and freedom-driven life. Let's talk. Let's share. And let's grow together as an industry, as healthcare providers, and as a better unified community. It may seem like some of these things don't easily fit together. After all, what do career coaching, marketing strategy, networking, and pharmacy have in common? Welcome to the RX Buzz. Your host is a pharmacist, a wife, a mother, an entrepreneur, and a proven motivational career coach, Ashley Clevens Hayes. This is the RX Buzz podcast, a collaboration between RX Ashley and the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Good morning, RX Buzz listeners. This is Ashley from RX Ashley. I'm super excited to have you guys with me today. Today, our guest is really cool. We met over Instagram, coincidentally, as with a lot of my guests. Her name is Dr. Jessica Nuhabandi from Honeybee Health. So please welcome Jessica to our show. Jess, nice to have you.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Oh, listen, this has been my pleasure getting to meet you, getting to learn more about what you've been doing, getting to just watch you and kind of see you evolve and you see you grow in your business and in your own way. I just want to say I love what you're doing right off the bat.
Aw, thank you so much.
Yeah, it's thank awesome. You. It's and been especially business owner to business owner. You're doing cool stuff.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Woman to woman too. Yeah. It's really awesome to, you know, meet somebody else over social media. And then once we connected, just have this totally awesome, bond, and you get me and I get you. And it's just, cool to be recording this podcast finally.
Yeah. I mean, I know we've been waiting to do this for a couple months now. So thanks for waiting it out for me. It's been a work in progress, but it's been super,
of course,
super fun. Okay. So why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, kind of what you're doing these days?
Sure. So I've been a pharmacist for a while now. I won't age myself, but so used to work at an independent pharmacy for most of my career. I have a little bit of experience with chain pharmacy, but for the majority of my career, I've been an independent pharmacist working essentially on the front lines with a small community in Southern California. And we recently got acquired by a big chain and was able to open and start Honeybee Health, which is my baby. Mm-hmm. And it just really grew out of a love for my patients and wanting to give patients more of a transparent and honest option when it comes to healthcare and when it's specifically their prescriptions.
So tell us a little bit about what Honeybee is actually.
Yeah. So Honeybee launched in May of this year and we are
We just launched
in May.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. This is so cool. Okay.
Yeah. So we are kind of the first online pharmacy to offer complete transparency when it comes to prescription pricing and offer it directly to the consumer. We are a membership pharmacy, and that's how we're able to support ourselves and offer this incredible transparency to our patients. And it's been amazing so far. We've gotten great response. And, you know, originally we started this with the notion that a lot of the people that would come to us would be the people who don't have insurance. Uh-huh. But really it's actually been the opposite. It's been everybody who has insurance, but who can't afford their co-pays or who have high deductibles. And you know, that's kind of where we're at right now. It's been an incredible growth so far. So we're happy.
I can imagine. So walk me through your transition from being a pharmacist working for someone else and now fully owning your own operation.
Thank God. I mean, in the last business, I was very independent. I was the PIC And I pretty much ran the operations for the whole pharmacy. My now partner, Peter Wang, used to be my boss, kind of let me do what I wanted with the place. And he's not a pharmacist, he's a businessman. So he kind of, you know, handed over the reins to the pharmacy, and I did everything when it came to ordering, to, you know, hiring and managing the patients, compounding, anything that you can imagine that involved the business aspect of it, I was involved in, and I ran that pharmacy. So in that sense, it was a kind of natural transition for me to say, hey, I want my own thing. And I worked towards, you know, doing that with Peter. And the acquisition of our old pharmacy kind of gave us that push and that extra capital to start Honeybee, which was, you know, a dream come true.
So do you guys service anyone, or who are your main customers?
Yeah. So Honeybee,
or patients,
will,
I should say.
Yeah. So we take everybody. There's no restrictions. Because we don't deal with insurance, we are open to providing pharmacy services to anybody who wants it. Hmm. We don't do any controlled substances. And so that's what makes it a pretty seamless operation around here. You know, if you can't afford your Crestor, which I ran into this issue yesterday with a patient, then you can come to us and, you know, buy it whether or not you have insurance. We are not bound by the restrictions that other pharmacies are bound by.
Are you guys mail order, or is it a store? Is it a storefront?
No. So we're actually, yeah, we ship everything out. We do have a location in Culver City, but it is essentially closed door. You can come here if you want, but nobody really does that. We're licensed in 32 states right now.
Oh, I see you taking quickly, all the exams.
Yeah, and it's you know, it's quickly growing, hoping to cover the whole U.S. Soon. And so, yeah, most of our prescriptions are mailed out.
How do you guys get your word out? I mean, you are licensed in 32 different states so far, hopefully to be all the states. Like, what does that look like? How do you get the word out?
So it's been really crazy so far. We've done a lot of different things to try to get the word out in our local community, kind of testing the business idea, going to farmers markets, and, you know, obviously how I met you, like social media.
Yeah.
And, we haven't done any true marketing yet. So no, like, online marketing. It's all been word of mouth so far, essentially. And so we're just kind of ramping up. We're like in the initial phases of starting our digital marketing. So soon many more people will know about us.
Yeah.
But yeah, we've operated kind of stealth until now, you know, just kind of testing the business model and ironing out some kinks, you know. Of course, when it's a completely different business than what we did before. And so we've had some challenges that we've had to face and work out, you know, when it came to operations and workflow and things like that. But everything's kind of flowing really good right now. And so we're kind of ready to ramp up our digital marketing and our other marketing efforts.
So this is so cool. So it sounds like it's been pretty seamless.
Well, you know, it hasn't been, and then with any business, it's always going to be really, really hard. In
right,
the
of course.
So,
of course.
Peter and I have been working on this since actually May of 2017.
Okay.
And it took us a little over a year to basically launch our product. And man, did we make a lot of mistakes in the beginning. You know, we know that this is a pharmacy in and out, but when it comes to e-commerce and, you know, all the other things that go into an online business, or, you know, dealing with customers on a much larger scale, right? Like, we're used to just seeing the people in our community come to our counter. You're going to encounter some issues, and we learned a lot. We made some mistakes, but, you know, that's what kind of you have to do in the beginning. You're not going to know everything, and that's okay. And, you know, we're pretty proud of how far we've come so far.
Totally. I mean,
yeah,
it's like a startup. You're living in the startup world.
It is a
world.
Startup. Yeah.
So did you, startup. Who it's had crazy. This idea?
So Peter originally came to me with the idea, and you know, we both had talked about this idea before while we still had the pharmacy, which was, you know, it's really not fair, because we figured out that, you know what, our healthcare system right now is like purposely opaque and convoluted, and it's leaving the patient completely in the dark when it comes to the truth about why their prescriptions cost what they cost, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can go from one place to another and the cost varies greatly, right? Especially if you don't have insurance. And you know, you could go one place and they'll tell you that it's $120 for a 3-month supply. You'll go somewhere else and they'll tell you it's $40.
Yeah.
So why is that the way it is? And so we figured out, you know, that it's not right. And we wanted to give patients another option. And so what if we, you know, cut out all the middlemen and cut out the PBMs and kind of gave patients direct access to what medications actually cost? There's nothing like that right now. And it's on purpose. You have big players who have, you know, a lot of control over the space, and it's been done the same way for over 100 years, right? Uh-huh. Pharmacy hasn't changed that much. And the way we do things, and, you know, and then throw in health insurance and PBMs and all these other players. And before you know it, like, you know, you have an 8-9,000% markup on your prescription.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we talked about it, but it seemed kind of crazy, you know, it was a crazy idea. And, you know, kind of when we got further down the line with the pharmacy, we were like, maybe it's not such a crazy idea. And, you know, maybe we could do this. And when we got acquired, it was really like our chance to, you know, kind of go to the next level with our idea, take a risk and say, you know we're doing the right thing. We want to do this for patients because it's not fair. And we really built Honeybee on the principles of fairness and honesty and transparency. And we want everybody to, you know, not decide whether they're going to have to take their medication or eat dinner. They should do both. And unfortunately, like, a lot of this country can't afford their medications. A lot of people in this country are, you know, going without because it's ridiculous. And they don't know that there's another option. And so, you know, that's why we created Honeybee.
Wow, it's pretty powerful. So, so basically, if I was to be interested in, you know, my family becoming a member of Honeybee, what would that look like?
Yeah, so you would go on our site, you know, pick your prescriptions, add them to cart, you know, put in your information and just like other information that you give to the pharmacy, right? Allergies, uh-huh. Date of birth, things like that. And then what Honeybee does is we actually do all the legwork for you. So we would like get your prescriptions transferred over or contact uh-huh. your doctor for a new prescription. It gets filled here. You know, we're a real pharmacy. We get our medications from the same wholesalers that everyone else mm-hmm. does. And it would get shipped out to you. And then you'd be able to have access to a pharmacist, you know, 6 days a week and all that good stuff. And obviously access to this amazing wholesale pricing.
Yeah. So do you guys do anything outside of prescription medications?
Not right now.
Okay.
Not right now. We hope to, you know, in the future, we hope to add vitamins and supplements and homeopathic.
That's such an opportunity.
Yeah. And in our, you know, in our last pharmacy, a lot of the, you know, the loyalty that we gained from the community was because we really became a source of information
yeah.
and we were totally available.
I mean, speaking for myself here, I'm a pharmacist and sometimes I struggle with figuring out which products to use.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So,
and like I had a lot of experience with kind of the other side of health, which is, you know, preventative health and
right.
main, you know, and that's kind of where we want to take Honeybee in the future, which is we're not trying to, you know, shove prescriptions down your throat and keep you sick. We want to try to get you healthy and really be a source for patients, for, you know, health knowledge and healthcare, and to be able to call in and talk to a pharmacist. You know how it is right now with big pharmacies and chain pharmacies. And, you know, it's really hard to talk to somebody. And if you do get through, I mean, how long do you really have to get your questions answered?
How many pharmacists do you guys employ?
Yeah, right now we have 3 pharmacists on staff. Wow. And so cool. And so anytime you call, you know, you're going to be able to speak to a pharmacist and get your questions answered, you know, ask if there are alternatives. I mean, we're really great at helping patients, you know, save money, because that's what we're really about. We want to help, you know, find alternatives, or, you know, recommend like a diet plan or vitamins or supplements to help you get healthier. And so,
Hey, Pharmacy Podcast Nation, here's a quick message from our sponsors supporting the PPN QD.
If you or your patients struggle with muscle cramps, spasms, soreness, or restless leg syndrome, you're going to want to hear about our non-opioid TheraWorks Relief. TheraWorks Relief is a clinically proven and published locally acting topical solution that prevents and relieves muscle cramps, spasms, and soreness in the legs and feet. In a research study including patients diagnosed with restless leg syndrome, TheraWorks Relief was shown to reduce symptoms commonly associated with accompanying RLS, including muscle cramps and spasms. Muscle cramps are reported as a side effect of hundreds of prescription medications, from intravenous iron sucrose and conjugated estrogens to statins and diuretics. By managing muscle cramps, TheraWorks Relief supports adherence, helping patients stay on important and often life-saving medications. TheraWorks Relief comes in an easy-to-use, fast-absorbing, non-greasy foam that can prevent muscle cramps and spasms with just a few simple applications a day. To learn more about TheraWorks Relief, go to TheraWorksRelief.com and click on the healthcare professional link.
So is each pharmacist dedicated to a certain patient or a group of patients, or is it kind of just whoever comes across?
Yeah, it's whoever comes across. I mean, we're still pretty small to the point where like we all kind of know what's going on, and we share the same database, so we have notes, and we can see what has happened with each patient, and we're really good with follow up. And you know, if you become a Honeybee member, like you'll definitely get multiple calls, you know, after your prescription to make sure everything's okay, and if you have any questions. And that's kind of where we build the relationship with our patients. So
it sounds like this is how pharmacy is supposed to be from the outside perspective. I'm not sure if that's a totally accurate statement, but from the sounds of it, I'm just meeting, you. It's just like, this sounds almost too good to be true.
we get that a lot, but it's not. And this is how it should be. You're absolutely right. You know, I have one of my pharmacists, he comes from a big chain, I won't say which one. He was there for 20 years.
Wow.
And, you know, he basically says that he has a new love for the profession since he began working at pharmacy. I mean, at Honeybee. And that's because our pharmacy is one that is very patient-centered. You know, we're not worried about co-pays and your deductible and, you know, all these things that pharmacies get wrapped up in.
Right.
We're really, you know, focused on the patient.
When you had a job posting, how many people applied? Or was it all kind of
weird? Oh my gosh, so many. And you know what? It's been so humbling and so incredible to see how many students actually have messaged me saying how, you know, how cool what we're doing, like what we're doing, how cool it is. And
I think it's modern. I'm a business owner, so I know what drives business and what it takes to pay for a business and what it takes to commit to a business like what you're doing. And first and foremost, I mean, I think it takes a little bit of courage. And
It does.
Well, maybe a lot of courage. and really kind of a leap of faith. But it sounds like you guys are hitting multiple points in the fact that you're patient first and simultaneously driving a business. I mean, that's really hard to do.
It is. Yeah. And like back to your point about like having courage and, you know, a lot of courage is that when you really believe something from your heart, it's scary, but it's not as hard, you know, and it just takes sometimes it, yeah, sometimes it just takes one really hard decision to change the course of your life. And, you know, when you're fearless and you're courageous, the rewards are endless. And so it's really easy, even though on a day-to-day basis, business and, you know, meetings and, you know, all the stuff that goes into a startup is so difficult. We know in our hearts what we're doing is good and it's needed. And we believe in it so much that it drives us every day.
Yeah.
You know, with this like crazy passion and it just pushes the hustle for us, you know?
For sure. I can identify with that too, because as a business owner, I went from a pretty consistent, stable salary to a guaranteed salary, I would say, to fully emerging myself as an entrepreneur. And it's not without risk, I guess, or it's not scary. It's mm-hmm. not the scariness of it. It's just like, I love what I'm doing. And mm-hmm. although it's a hustle and I'm working a lot more than I probably ever have, I love what I'm doing and it's actually helping mm-hmm. people. So if you can commit to that, I think it's not that scary.
Exactly. It's
rewarding.
And it is rewarding and you feel fulfilled like you never have before. And that's because you're living, you know, you're walking in your path that you're supposed to, and you're living in your truth and you're living a life of purpose. And that's what really ultimately fulfills you. I think in our last conversation, you know, you asked me, you know, what does success look like in your life, you know, and since starting Honeybee, a lot of people are like, well, how are you doing? You know, what's going on? And I think for us so far, it's been incredible because we already feel successful, even mm-hmm. by the small number of people that we've helped, you know, but the successful feeling more comes from this feeling of, hey, we're doing what we're supposed to do. We don't care what other people think. And, you know, that makes us feel pretty good. You know, we feel successful already in that sense. So.
So cool.
Do it. Yeah. If you're going to do something crazy, do it.
So what's life like? So you are part owners with Peter?
Yeah. So, Peter's we're co-founders and, we're essentially running Honeybee like as a startup. We are, you know, an online pharmacy e-commerce. So, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. And
did you ever know what e-commerce was maybe a year ago?
I have learned so much.
I know. It's like,
I know.
Yeah. I don't think I knew what e-commerce was like, I don't know, this time last year. I was just like, I thought I knew everything. Like, seriously, I was like, oh, how can it be that hard? Just start an online business, like whatever. No.
No. Yeah. It's very crazy. And, you know, I've had to learn a lot on the fly, but it's been really rewarding. You know, sometimes I start talking to people and I go off on these crazy tangents like, wow, how do you know so much? I'm like, well, I do. Like, I didn't even... Yeah. So, you know, you absorb a lot.
Yeah, I totally agree. And sometimes I was out to dinner with my girlfriend on the other night and I was like, sometimes I feel like I'm living a dual life. Like sometimes I feel like mm-hmm. I'm a pharmacist, a mom and a wife. And then the other times I feel like I'm totally an entrepreneur, totally like doing things that I never in a million years, no one knows what I'm talking about. So it's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's so fun.
It's so fun. Yeah. It's awesome.
So
it's awesome. You know,
what keeps you going? Like, I mean, because obviously living in the startup world, you're just starting this business, you're a new owner, you're super passionate about it. But like, honestly, what is there anything hard about it? I mean, what's been the most difficult part?
You know, I think the most difficult part is having patience. Mm-hmm. I gotta be honest. Because when you're building a business and you believe in something so much, you want everybody to know about it, you know, and you want, you were like, all right, like the day we launched the site, we were sitting here like,
okay,
where are the people? Yeah. And so I think
this is awesome.
Yeah.
Did your family and friends know about it? Like, what did they think?
Yeah. I mean, I've had so much support. I'm so grateful to everybody around me. That's one of the things that pushes me, you know, is my family and my friends and everybody's been super supportive. And, you know, I've gone through a lot of changes in the last year of my life, and it's propelled me to this point. And it also like gave me that push to do something like Honeybee and get out of my comfort zone, face my fear, and
live out my truth. Talk to me about that. What was your fear?
Fear is, you know, like you touched upon earlier, is that, yeah, you're going from a stable income, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I stole that word from my friend Blair Thielemeier, who we were talking about, like, a lot of pharmacists seem, and a lot of professionals. So, and I'm talking, we're isolated right now. We're in a kind of a pharmacy bubble, but I talk to all different levels of professionals. And what a lot of times happens is they have a safe career that's kind of status quo, that they're just like kind of pulling in their income. And even though they may or may not love it or like it, it's safe.
Yeah.
And it's secure. Yeah. And it's a good salary, which is obviously a very responsible way to live your life. But when you have this idea, a lot of people have these ideas, but they're nervous. They're fearful of letting go of the salary and the security. Check. Blair was like, "Ashley, that's the golden handcuffs. People are scared of that." I'm like, "That's genius." I don't know if she coined that or who coined that, but I think it's so true.
Yeah. And pharmacists, you know, we're kind of trained to do a certain thing, and you know, you come out of school and you know what you're gonna like. All right, I'm gonna work at this place, and these are my job duties. And day in and day out, you go in and you pretty much do the same thing, right? Yeah. And you get used to that.
Yeah, I guess it depends on what role you're in, but yeah, I think speaking of like a outpatient.
Sure, most careers. Yeah, like most careers, you kind of have this like. Right? Like, you know what you're going to do most of the time.
Totally.
You know, sometimes crazy stuff happens, but, and that's kind of scary to leave that too, you know, that comfort of being good at what you do. Cause that's another thing. It's like, I'm really good at what I do. I make good money. I'm secure. I'm able to pay my loans, you know, things like that, to like, you know, going and doing something crazy. It's a big difference, but those things are that's scary. You know, that's scary. And you really have to want something else for yourself.
Agreed. What do you do to like stay sane? Like, I mean, how do you get through the weeds of all this? I am an avid reader. I work out a ton. For me personally, I'm in mastermind groups. I have a business coach. So from your perspective, how do you manage all this?
Yeah, I mean, I work out a lot. I've started to work out more than usual in the last year of my life, which has really made me feel better. But I have to say, something that most people don't have, which I'm lucky to have, is I have a partner in business. And we're really, you know, when one person loses it, the other person is kind of like the balance. And so, you know, we talk and we hash things out on a daily basis, and we come up with plans. And I feel very lucky in that sense, whereas some people have to go through a lot of their business lives alone, you know, their careers alone. And so, yeah, that's what keeps me sane, I have to say, and working out and being with friends and family. And, you know, balance is really, really important. No matter how busy I am, you know, I try to make time for the things that bring me joy. Even if it's like little stupid things, like watching a stupid TV show, you know?
Totally. Trashy TV is the best.
Trashy TV. Yeah.
Real Housewives. I don't like it, but sometimes I'm like, oh, this is rewarding for me.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why I'm like obsessed with 90 Day Fiance. Like,
oh no, it's
like,
I can't. I
know a lot of people can't watch it.
I know.
But things like that, you know, finding balance in everything, you know, because at the end of the day, like, life is so short.
Totally.
You know, you can't get bogged down with just like one thing and your focus, and you know, you got to bring joy to your life somehow, and that's what makes the days go smoother, I guess.
I agree with you. What is something that you think you know now that you wish you would have known maybe, I don't know, even 2 years ago, last year, this time last year, because you're so early on in this.
Oh, man, that's a Yeah, that's a hard question. I guess.
I know, it is. I mean, basically, to help fast forward that question, I think a lot of people struggle with just like the imposter syndrome that I've talked about a ton on the show, in my blogs, in working one-on-one with clients. And it's kind of like you feel like there's no way I'm qualified enough to do something like what you're doing or to do what I'm doing. But the truth is, kind of just have to like fast forward and just do it and feel uncomfortable. And that's kind of probably the biggest takeaway from me over the last year is no one's really an expert at being anyone in particular. You just kind of got to start doing it somehow, start something. So
yeah,
that's probably my biggest takeaway and something that I've learned over the last, especially couple years. And so,
yeah, same. I mean, when I first started Honeybee, I was like terrified and, you know, I leaned a lot on my partner but you know, what I've come to learn is that, you know, I'm pretty smart and powerful. And, I think that when I first started in the most humble way possible.
I totally get it. No, I did not feel any type of boastfulness from you. You have no bad anybody.
Yeah. I think that when I first started with Honeybee, I was, you know, was feeling like, oh my God, this is a man's world. And I would go into meetings and think, oh, they don't want, you know, I should be quiet and I should be, you know, I'm not smart enough or I shouldn't talk. Maybe I don't know what I'm talking about. You know, I was thinking a lot about what other people were thinking about me. And so, you know, I've learned that my voice is very powerful and, I do know a lot and, it's just crazy, like how much I've come into my own, you know, doing my own thing.
Yeah,
you know?
It feels good and it looks good on you, Jess.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So to end off our show, maybe, you know, we talked about what you've learned, but and you kind of brought it up, which I'm impressed, like what does success look like to you in your professional life? And what do you think is the best advice you can give someone who's maybe interested in doing something, maybe not exactly what you're doing, but, you know, launching their own thing. And so for the last question, I'll go ahead and you kind of alluded to it before, but what does success look like to you, you know, both personally and professionally, while simultaneously giving us some tips for the people who are listening as to you're doing it, you're in the weeds. So,
yeah. Success to me is just kind of like inner peace, you know, being at peace with knowing that, you know, you're doing something that feels right to you in your heart. Even if that means going to that pharmacy day in and day out and helping people in your community, if that feels good to you, then you're successful.
Yeah.
I'm not saying everyone needs to go and, you know, start a business and create some crazy change or disrupt an antiquated system, which I feel like I'm doing. but, you know, making an impact is really subjective. Like, you know, you can make a huge impact and be successful in your, you know, small 500 square foot pharmacy. Who knows? Only you know what feels good and what feels right. And so, yeah, I mean, it's different for everybody, I think. But as long as you're staying true to yourself and knowing that what you're doing feels good to you, then you're on the right path. And if you feel like you need more and if you feel like there's something missing, there probably is. And sometimes you just have to muster up the courage and strength to take a good heart look at yourself and be like, what is that? And the hardest thing is seeing the truth and telling yourself the truth, because we lie to ourselves a lot. And, you know, it's just a matter of really listening to yourself and finding out what you need, because everybody's different. So,
totally. Dang.
Yeah, I don't want
a really good response.
Yeah. I don't want to sit here and be like, this is successful. And then someone gets like anxiety, you know?
Exactly. Yeah. I asked this question to, I think majority of their guests, if maybe I forgot to ask it to a few questions or a few guests, but I asked this question simply because the listeners need to understand that success, you said it, I said it millions of times, looks different to everyone. So first and foremost, you should never compare yourself. And I mean this genuinely, like on social media, on your friends, your neighbors, your family, your parents, your husband, your wife, your kids. You never, never compare yourself to anyone because everyone has different results, expectations of success. I mean, that's the bottom line. If you can just live as fruitfully and positively in your own skin, then the odds of you feeling successful are 150% better.
Yeah, exactly.
I like asking people like you and like people who are doing cool, unique, special things because we are no different than anyone else, to be honest.
No, no way.
I think our Instagrams, our blogs, our social medias, our personalities, like the energy, it might look glamorized, but ultimately I am just a person. You are just a person who is fulfilling their what they're put on the world to do. So I love your answer.
We're still figuring things out, you know?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I mean, that's without a doubt. That's definitely. Entrepreneurship 101 is always feeling uncomfortable to grow. But anyways, okay. So Jess, you are awesome. I love having guests on the show like you that are just doing, again, I'm going to say this 15 times, doing really cool things that we need more of in our profession. And outside of our profession, I mean, the patients need you. I need people like you. Shoot, I am a busy person. I can't even make it to my, the corner drugstore. So it's helpful to know that there is a resource like this. I can't wait to see where you guys are going to go in the future because I have so many ideas. But But you're doing awesome, and I just want to be here to support you.
Thank you so much, Ashley. Thanks to everybody listening. And
where can we reach you?
You can follow me on social media at Dr. Jessica RX. You can go to our website. It's honeybeehealth.com. You can always call in anytime. It's 833-HONEY-RX. We're here to help you.
I love it.
Thanks,
love
Ashley.
It. Of course, thanks for having us. Thanks for being a part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
This was just the beginning. If this was your first time listening to the RX Buzz, we welcome you and thank you for giving us a chance. And if you're an old friend, one of our subscribers, we cherish you and look forward to hearing from you. And now we need your help. We ask that you share this podcast with just one person you know who's in the healthcare industry. If this podcast can help just one person, we believe it will have a chain reaction, having an impact on dozens, hundreds, thousands, and someday, millions of people. Thank you for your help. We truly appreciate you. And thank you for listening to the RX Buzz, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network.